You're with SBS Radio.
The federal government last week promised $4 million for a feasibility study into a coal-fired power station at Collinsville in North Queensland. It again highlighted division in the coalition, with some Nationals politicians pushing for a greater focus on coal and moderate Liberals calling for stronger action on climate change. Analysts say Australia is one of the last developed countries to be having such a debate.
Amongst developed nations, Australia is almost on its own in terms of wanting to build a new coal-fired power station. Most other developed countries are going the other way, of course. They're closing them down.
That's Simon Nicholas, an analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. According to data from the Global Coal Plant Tracker website, Australia has 19 existing thermal coal-fired power stations, with none currently under construction. The GCPT website shows just 4 countries also defined by the United Nations as having a developed economy have coal projects under construction: Japan, Poland, South Korea and Germany. Mr. Nicholas says the Australian coal industry has a lot of political influence.
Australia is such a major thermal coal miner. It's the second largest thermal coal exporter in the world after Indonesia. And the coal mining industry has a lot of sway over governments of all persuasions in this country. A lot of lobbying goes on in the background. Where if you look at a country like the UK, there is less pressure on governments to keep the industry alive.
Phasing out coal-fired power is considered critical to limiting global warming below 1.5 degrees Celsius. Australia's Paris Climate Agreement targets have been criticised for being too low, a 26 to 28% reduction in its emissions compared with 2005 levels by 2030. Australia's reluctance to reduce thermal coal output also stands in contrast to other developed countries such as Germany, France, Britain and Spain, each of whom have already pledged to phase out coal by 2038 at the latest. Martin Zavan is a campaigner at Greenpeace Australia Pacific.
Building a new coal-fired power station is completely incompatible with Australia's commitments under the Paris Agreement. We know that coal is the number one form of climate change, and it's been fueling the bushfire crisis that so many Australians across the country have experienced. Coal has a devastating impact on not just the climate, but also on the quality of life through air pollution.
Australia accounts for 1.3% of global greenhouse gas emissions, but various analyses estimate that number increases to anywhere between 3.3% and 5% once emissions from exports are taken into account. According to global energy consulting company Enerdata, Australia was the fourth largest producer of coal in 2018. Production that year was only beaten by that of China, India and the United States, the latter of which has no new thermal coal projects in the works. Despite US President Donald Trump being a fervent supporter of the coal industry, 8 coal companies in the country filed for bankruptcy last year, and at least 50 plants have closed since Mr. Trump took office in 2017. Simon Nicholas again.
Coal power plants in the US are closing at a quite incredible rate. There is a lot of renewable energy being built, and also gas is very cheap. Domestic gas is very cheap in the US, which is seriously undercutting coal plants, and they're just not economically viable anymore.
The countries currently with the most thermal coal projects under construction are China, India, Indonesia, Japan and Vietnam. Each of those countries, with the exception of Japan, have vast coal resources and are considered by the UN as having developing economies. Greenpeace's Martin Zavan says Australia is out of step with the rest of the developed world.
Australia is a developed country and we should compare ourselves to other similar nations. The United States, where Trump's been aggressively promoting coal, has not started a single new coal-fired power station under his leadership. Coal is expensive and unreliable. Our aging and decrepit coal fleet breaks down in the heat, and with the climate forecast to become hotter, that is just going to become more frequent.
The federal government's reluctant to cut ties with the coal industry for the role it plays in the economy. Australia exported 210 million tonnes of thermal coal during the 2018-19 financial year, valued at $26 billion. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's repeatedly said he'll not make major cuts to the coal industry, which employed 50,400 people in November 2019.
What our commitment is to do is to reduce emissions and reduce it in the way that I've said, and that is to ensure that we protect Australians from reckless targets, from reckless policies that can destroy their livelihoods and their incomes.
The countries that bought the biggest percentage of Australian mined coal in 2018-19 were Japan, China, and South Korea. But with those countries ramping up their own domestic coal production, it's expected they'll buy less of Australia's coal in the future. Mr. Nicholas says big businesses and asset managers around the world are also starting to divest from coal, making it harder for companies to fund new projects.
At IEFA, we've got a list of currently 126 major financial institutions have moved away from financing and insuring of coal. It increases on an almost weekly basis. And that's already making it more difficult and therefore more expensive to get insurance for a coal mine or a coal plant. And it means the cost of financing those plants is going up as well.
Australia's new Resources Minister Keith Pitt said last week that the $4 million feasibility study for the proposed coal-fired plant in Collinsville would be money well spent. The government describes the proposed plant as being high efficiency and low emissions. Evan Young, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.